Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com.
It's going into the gospel, amen? How many are thankful for that? Hallelujah. Well, this morning, I'm going to read out of Deuteronomy, and we're going to do some testimonies. I'm going to have the youth come up here in just a second. And so you get part of these testimonies. I wanted to have the teens and Shane and Lindsay share because you sow into this ministry, you give into this ministry, you spend your time in this ministry, you come here and you fellowship with others. And so you have a part of these testimonies that are about you're about to hear. And it's important to realize that God's continuing to increase us and that you have a part in that. Amen? It's just very important. But Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 says this. It says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." And he establishes the covenant on the earth with us. And there were many of you that gave scholarships and things, and we were able to take... More kids were able to go to camp, so you have a part in this, and so I wanted to just confirm that with you. So in other words, my point in this is this, don't be passive in your faith. We've given into this, we've sown into this, I'm using my faith, somebody say, I will reap out of it. Amen? I don't think we understand the fullness of what this is going to look like because we see everything naturally right here. But even in eternity, we have no idea. But when we get there, oh, it's going to be something. Amen? Amen? So if I could have all the youth come and Shane and Lindsay, and we'll be using all these mics here. And I think Caleb has to go first because he has responsibilities. Yeah, you can. Oh, that one's not on.
It's not. No. Yeah.
No, it's not on because I didn't turn it on. Oh. White for the girls. Okay, black for the boys.
I'll hang with the fellas.
Segregation,
over here.
I guess. I guess you're going to go over here, Chevy.
Where? I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Come on, Crimson. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's coming. Oh, okay. She's coming. All right, so I'm going to let you navigate this.
Sounds good.
You good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not nervous at all. I'm not tired at all either. Well, the goodness of God followed the kids this week, trust me. It was good. It was really good, actually. Pastor Larry, thank you, by the way, for putting on the camp. I know you weren't there, but you're the boss of Breakforth under the boss, so thank you. But... I'm going to read this really quick. Hebrews 5:12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So I got to see, I've never been on this side of it before, but I got to see kids drinking milk for the first time. I got to see little solid food tasted for the first time. I got to see some meat tasted for the first time. I watched the kids pray over other kids, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I watched other kids pray over each other, getting healed. So I know they're cute. They're so cute that Pastor Jeremy had them actually surround us yesterday, last night, and pray over us. They're so cute, I'm telling you. The power of God, like I've never felt before, with those kids praying over us, so... So, they're cute, but they're powerful, man. I'm serious. It's good. So, you ready to go?
Okay.
So I'd like to say that I went up and got healed, but you know what? I got correction this year, and God was telling me, he goes, I'd like to do more with you. And I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? He goes, you need to open up your praise game. And I wasn't really listening to the service. And then he goes, listen to this. And Shayna starts talking about her praise. And she's telling us her time and everything. 8 a.m., 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. And every in those moments, she said, that alarm always goes off when she doesn't want it. But she just has to get happy. She gets her praise going. And that's what I'm going to be working on for this year.
So I just wanted to say that it was my first time being slain in the Spirit.
It was my first time being slain in the Spirit.
I'm going to interrupt for a second, actually. You can go ahead. I'm not going to pick on you. I mean, I don't ever want to overlook something that simple. Some of you probably could use a little touch from God sometimes. So don't overlook the simple. Simplicity of the gospel. Truth is simple, isn't it? Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun. I'm glad I went. I almost didn't go. Could you believe that? I don't know what I was thinking, but I went. I experienced God, which was really nice, which I needed. I need a slap in the back of the head. Just realization. I had a lot of Mountain Dew. And I need a lot of sleep, but that's what car trips tomorrow are for, right? So, yeah. I had a lot of fun, met a lot of people, and saw people that I haven't seen in a while, which was good. So, yeah, I had fun.
So I would like to say that I learned to focus on God, and I was slain in the Spirit.
I was slain in the Spirit.
And what else? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, and I started speaking in tongues.
I just want to say that we have some of the most amazing youth. I could not have been prouder. And when he said our kids, they are our kids. Like I just went to camp and came back just so proud of who they are and what they stand for. And I asked the Lord for a scripture to share with you, and it is what we put on the back of their sweatshirts, but it says, which by the way, they designed and got printed, so I'm also proud of you for that. But it says, let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. You're believers. They're actually called to be an example to you. And I believe with all my heart that these are world changers. I watched my cabin, I watched them come together, and they were from all over. They didn't know each other really well. And it just showed me how God can take, and we can be in one accord. I don't care where you're from, or where your background is, or what you think of other people, you can be of one accord in this house with Jesus. One accord. And that is when the glory of God falls. And just to show the example of it, we came together not knowing each other, and we created a team that believed in each other. We took first in the relay race. That's a little humor, but for reals, we were like, you set your mind to it. If you guys carry the vision, there was so much talk about focus and vision at camp. We have a vision. We have vision holders right here. And if you don't know it, we have people that protect the vision with their lives. And if you want to get behind them and carry this vision with you, I am with them and God, I am telling you, you will see your lives impacted and you can affect the lives of others. So before I preach it anymore, we'll go.
So at camp, I learned so many beautiful things through God. He just healed my body with all these things I was struggling with. I had this beautiful experience where there's this girl I met, and we just clicked like that. We were so close to each other. And I found out that something really bad happened in her life, and she just felt so bad about it. She didn't know who to talk to. So I just counseled her, and I told her about what God can do for her and told her that he could heal her heart. So what she did is she made a promise to God that she would forgive the person who hurt her and she would forgive herself as well. And that God entered her heart. And so what happened is we prayed over her and she's living out her promise and she's just having what a wonderful time. And I got slain in the spirit and I felt God so powerful. He just loved me so much. It was amazing.
I want to say I saw that girl and the Lord mightily moves in the pure group. Mightily. We watched them pray over people. We watched them believe. There was a girl who had some stuff going on at camp. They used their faith over her. They laid hands on, and boldness came over these kids. So praise the Lord.
This year at camp, I was given a deeper understanding of who is under our feet. And who is under our feet? Which, Satan. And how much power we have, and he has no power. He has no power. And what we can do, the power we have in us against him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he has no power.
That's good.
He's in our feet.
Yeah, amen. That's good. Amen. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi. So... Oh my gosh, okay. This year at camp, I learned how to get closer to God and that I shouldn't be embarrassed and I should just express. Yes, I think that's the word. and I got, he was, he touched me in a way that was so powerful that I fell over. That's all.
Awesome.
So this year at camp, I learned to take some praise breaks because I was kind of just acting like, always feeling sorry for myself, I guess, about stuff, I guess, that's just been going on this year, and I learned to just express my love for him and be confident in who I am in Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Hi. So, I don't really know what to say, but I know that God definitely did touch me, and I'm really glad for it, and as I was walking, on the last night, I was walking to the cabins from 9th Square, and I was thinking about God, and I actually danced the way there, and I felt so happy. I felt so happy that I was in God's presence, and I never felt this way before, and I'm really shaky, and, and, yeah.
You know when you spend some time with the Lord? And you cast your cares off, you know how light you feel? You might look at some of us coming home from camp and, you know, you say you're not camp high. No, we just have no, we have no burdens attached. We are like, we are lighter than y'all. No, I'm just joking. Come to camp. No.
Hi. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous. I have strayed really far from God for a long time. And this week at camp, I have not been saved since the third grade, and I was so scared to go up, so I didn't. I'm sorry. But as I was thinking about it, the pastor that was up talking said, I know you might not want to come up here, but just bow your head and close your eyes, because whoever needs saved, I'm going to save you. And I just closed my eyes, and so much stuff was said, and I just realized that the only thing holding me back from my relationship with God has been myself. And we went up, and Pastor Sean laid hands on me, and he told me that I just need to open my heart, and I need to stop blocking God from my life, because I've done it for too long. I may not have made the best decisions, but I know that I am ready to accept whatever he has to offer for me, and I'm tired of pretending like he's not here because he is, and I felt it. And I just want to thank everybody who helped me, and I was in Lindsay's cabin, and I'm not going to lie, that was an experience. Because she has a lot to say, but without her, I don't know, I wouldn't have the guidance that I have. And all these people, all of our youth pastors, you've helped me so much more than you can realize. Because just going to youth group, I go home feeling lighter, and I might go farther away, but I'm not going to let that happen anymore. And I can tell myself that because the feeling that I had was stronger than anything I felt in my entire life. The Christian community has so much joy. Mm-hmm. People can tell themselves that they are happy, but you are not happy unless you felt God in your heart. Thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
Hi, so I'm Monica. I'm from Lander. Wyoming, and so this is my third year, and a couple months ago, I had really been praying about, God, I want to be used. I want to be, like a pawn. I want to help someone, not just, you know, pray for someone like, oh, you know, oh, God loves you, you know, but I want to change their life in such a dramatic way, make such a good impact. And a friend of mine, Gavin, a couple months back was like, you know, I've, you know, just really had this feeling that, you know, there's going to be you and Dante and I, and we're all going to pray for someone. You know, I just have a feeling we're going to change someone. I was like, oh, that's cool, you know. Yeah. And really, I started really praying in the Holy Spirit, really catching a fire for God. And about 3 months later, so this is like 2 months before camp, I had this vision. And it was Dante, Gavin, and I, and we were all praying for someone. And I couldn't see who the person was, but we were like praying so earnestly for him, and they were accepting it. They weren't refusing it. It was just this constant flow, and it was easy. And then a fourth person came in, and they were praying for this person. And so the first day of camp, I was playing Gaga Ball, and I had Gavin and Dante were talking to this young man over here. I felt like the Lord was saying, go over there. And I kind of pushed it away because I was like, you know, I got to play. And he did it again. He's like, go in there. So in the middle of the round, I got up and I walked over there. And they were talking to him about the Holy Spirit. And it was so cool because I got to be a part of helping him receive the Holy Spirit. And then we had Ticey come in and we all prayed for him and we got to explain. And so he got filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah, so.
One more quick comment. We got compliments on our kids and how awesome they were. So another great thing.
Hi. So you don't know me. I'm from Wyoming as well, Zonica. 6 years ago, I had a dramatic loss in my life, and I had really strayed away from God. And I, over the course of the next, like, 5 years, I had really trying to been building on that relationship with God, but I had such a huge fear to put my trust and faith in God because I didn't know, and I was very unsure about it, and I was just terrified to do it. And it was my first year at camp this year, and it was amazing, and I can't wait to come back next year. But I wrote down in my notes a little letter to Jesus, and basically what it said that I was ready for him. Sorry. I was ready for him to come into my life, and I was ready to give all I had and my trust, my faith, my problems, my baggage, all of it to him, which was a very huge deal because sorry. So it's just a huge deal for me because I have huge trust issues just because of stuff that's happened in my past. So having this happen was just such a huge deal. And I had previously tried to pray in tongues before, and it didn't make sense to me. And I tried to talk to my dad about it, but he just thought it was like this crazy talk. Like, it didn't fit, but it felt like at this church, it was the only place I could fit in because I understood. And so I went away to camp, and Pastor Sean had said that you have to turn off your brain and open your heart, which is very hard for me because I like to be enclosed. I don't like to be open to people. So I just closed my eyes and I just imagined my heart just opening and it flowing out kind of like a fountain. And I was finally able to pray in tongues, which is such a huge deal for me. And I'm happy that I was finally able to let God into my life and let him do what he wants with me. And it's a huge relief. It's really scary for me because next year I graduate and I don't know where I'm going with my life. But now that I have the Holy Ghost in me and I am trying to build more on my relationship with God, I know that I'm going to be okay. And it's really exciting for me.
Okay, so like a week ago I was praying, like, okay, Holy Spirit, like, what do you want to do, like, this week in camp and me? And, like, anyway, so we got to camp, and, like, I think it was the first morning session, Shayna Phelan, she was like, okay, I'm speaking on, like, focus. And, like, that was just, like, a huge thing for me because, like, this school year, like, was a rough school year. Like, just, like, taking your focus off God and on the world is, like, such a thing that, like, is hard because, oh. There's a lot of things going on, and wow, okay. So anyway, there's just a lot of things that spoke to me, like, keep your focus on God and not on the world, because you're not going to get help from the world. It's not going to help you. And so anyway, so that was just like a revelation for me this week, and yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
So, first of all, I just want to say thank you to you amazing youth leaders. You guys are awesome. I learned so much. I gained so much wisdom. And lots of things that I almost slightly understood came fully into understanding for me. And also, I felt so much, because I'm kind of new to this church and kind of new to this area, I felt a lot of just familiarity, because, yeah, you guys are just awesome. I just want to say thank you. I learned that if I really want to hear the Holy Spirit, I have to listen and pause. And just like, instead of like, okay, Holy Spirit, tell me what to do. I have to pause, like, okay, tell me what to do. And then it's like, oh, I'll just do this. No, I have to actually listen and hear. It's like a focus is kind of what it was about, and I actually focused.
I want to say one more awesome thing about our kids. They know the Word of God. They know the Word of God, and I'm so thankful because as they go forth into their destinies, into their future, they have treasures up in their heart for situations. They've already started to build their house deeply rooted on solid foundation, and I believe our kids are going to go do amazing things.
Okay, so I want to thank Mackenzie for helping me get out there. And I want to thank Lindsay for being there when I needed her. And being at camp, I learned to love myself for who I am, not what other people think of me.
Okay, I'll come to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it was like the second night of camp. Sean had all the leaders go up, and he prayed for all of them. And he said to me, you need to believe bigger than what you're seeing. And I, like, before I even got there, I knew that he was, like, that's what was going to be said to me, because that's something that I've been feeling for a while, that I need to believe more than what I'm seeing, because that's what's going to get me through everything, that I need to believe in God always. Yeah.
Kristen is our youth leader helper. And we're so thankful for her. We're thankful for all God has done. Praise the Lord. Everyone give God some praise. Yeah. Give God some praise. Praise him for what he's doing and what he's done. He is good to us. He's so good.
I'm going to actually do something. Can I have, if there's a kid here and you're the mom or dad, could you stand up for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Just the parents. Just the parents. So, Sean, I wish I could remember the verse. But there's wolves coming. Acts 20:29. There's wolves coming. Push your kids. You got to struggle at home? Use your kids. You want to get healed? Have them pray over you. They need to grow. If you expect them to live their life, a godly life, going to camp one weekend, ain't happening. Push them. Push them. You'll grow because of it too. That's my challenge. There's wolves coming. I hope you guys understand that. They'll be back at the same spot if you don't push them. Understood? Amen.
Thank you all.
Yes, good job.
I just want to add this too, body of Christ. Encourage these kids. Older ones, teach them, encourage them, lift them up, build them up, not just, oh, just that silly kid. They need us.
Yeah.
They need the older women, and they need the younger men to teach and to live by example and to love on them when they're acting crazy, to encourage them.
Yeah.
Bring them alongside of you and help have them help you serve in the body. Church. These are our kids. Some of them don't have parents that know the word. Be a parent to them. Be a grandma to them. Be a grandpa to them. These kids are going through and dealing with things that are way different than what I did. And one thing I wanted to bring out that Miss Crimson said about this camp, if it's okay if I tell what you said out here. She said, I've never been to a camp where they've emphasized the Holy Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues. That is a tool that will help them in life beyond just being saved. It's a tool. Encourage them in that.
Yeah.
It's a powerful tool. And so that, I mean, I just praise God for the opportunity that our kids can go to a camp where they teach the whole Bible. The importance of the word, the importance of praying in the Spirit, the importance of knowing what it feels like to be in such a strong power of God. They'll never forget that. There's nothing like that. The lightness and the freedom and the joy, there is nothing like that. Everything else is counterfeit to who God really is and what He already gave us. They need us to encourage them, body. They need us. Older ladies, you see a young girl, hey, let's go grab some coffee. Hey, Can I pray with you today? Whatever it is, be led by the Spirit, because they need us. So that's my challenge to the church. Yep. Let's be the church. Let's be the family. Let's encourage and lift them up and build them up, because it's not easy for them. But all things are possible with Him.
Come on.
And all things are possible to those that believe. And these kids believe God. Yeah. And you're right, Lindsay. They're going to do things.
They are.
They're going to do things. And youth, just because you have one bad day, don't you stop. Don't you give up. Don't you be discouraged. Encourage yourself in the word and praying in the Spirit. Encourage yourself. Don't you give up. The enemy would like you to think that I made a mistake one day at school. It's all over. God's mercies are new every single morning.
Single,
so you wake up and you say, no, devil, you're not getting me today again. I have God on the inside of me, and I have the strength and the anointing to face any temptation, anything that comes my way today, and I plan on doing it.
Yeah.
And you make a mistake. Well, you get up again. Don't you fall down and lay down.
Mm-mm.
You're victorious.
The Lord's not keeping you down.
He's
not. The Lord's
not
keeping you down. He's picking you up.
And you want to know something so good about God. When we make a mistake, he doesn't think like humans think. He doesn't think, well, now you've done it. You've hurt my feelings. I don't know if he's Southern, but you've hurt my feelings. He doesn't do that. He says, come on. Come on, you can do it. Come on, just stay with me. Just stay with me. I'll take you all the way through to when you move on to heaven. I'll take you all the way through. I'll do so much more than your imagination, your thought could even think possible. I'll blow your natural mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just get up. Come on, let's go. God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not ever discourage or shame.
Amen.
He always encourages and gives you a way out. Just don't give up. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Can Heidi, will you grab my Passion Translation there? I'm not going to preach a message, just so you know. Somebody say amen. I mean, I knew I wouldn't. I knew that they would preach the message this morning. Which, how many enjoyed that? Listen, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, and your kid was, have your kid pray for you when you get home. Amen? The baptism of the Holy Spirit is vital. I mean, I've worked now in this youth camp. I think I've preached it now 8 or 9 times, okay? I think I missed one out of the last 10 years or something like that. They had somebody else do it. But the emphasis on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and praying in other tongues is a big deal. And people wonder sometimes because they have not understood what it is and what's the point. Like I was in the Assemblies of God for years and the kids would go to camp, get baptized in the Holy Spirit, pray in other tongues, and then never do it again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is for every single day. Every single day. You can build yourself up on your most holy faith praying in the Holy Spirit. It is vital. This idea that as believers and as Christians that we are to be afraid of it or ashamed of it is just weak. I'll be honest, it's weak. We shouldn't be afraid of anything that the Word of God has for us right there sitting there. Amen. And it's clearly taught. It's not a heaven or hell issue, but I can tell you it can help with heaven and hell here. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, some days you can experience some heaven. Some days hell shows up. And when you can pray in the Holy Ghost, ooh, you can take care of it. Amen? So it's just so good. I'm glad you noticed that, Crimson. That's really good. I want to just read this to you. This is what I ended with. A passage in Romans 8, verse 31. I'm going to read it in the Passion Translation. You don't have to turn there. But this is what I ended the camp with. And I really appreciated Shane talking about wolves. Guys, just because your kids were touched by God, your young people, just because you were ministered to by them sharing what they did, does not mean the enemy's going to quit, so you can't quit either. Okay? Faith is an everyday thing. I use my faith every single day. And we teach in this church that you need to use your faith every single day. You are in a battle. You engage the enemy. Amen? So Romans 8 verse 31 says this. So what does all of this mean? This is the Passion Translation. If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us? For God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his Son. And since God freely offered him up as the sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? God himself is the judge who has issued the final verdict over them, not guilty.
Who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one, for he gave his life for us. And even more than that, he has conquered death and is now risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. So how could he possibly condemn us since he is continually praying for our triumph? And the New King James says it this way, he's ever making intercession for us. Don't you like that? Who could ever separate us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love toward us. Troubles, pressures, and problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecutions, deprivations, dangers, and death threats? No, for they are all impotent to hinder omnipotent love, even though it is written. All day long we face death threats for your sake. God, we are considered to be nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. Not just conquerors. More than. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I'm convinced that his love will triumph over death, life's troubles, fallen angels, dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us, no power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Amen. In other words, wolves are going to come, but we are more than conquerors. All we have to do is engage in the fight. Amen? So if you're in this place today and you don't know the Lord or you need prayer for anything, don't hesitate to come up right afterwards and we'll minister to you. If you need the Lord or you need prayer for anything, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, come afterwards. We'll pray with you for any of that. But let's just go ahead and stand. How many enjoyed it? Yes. How many? I mean, the presence of God come right through teenagers. Yes. Amen. Yes, sir. Yep, come on. White one there, Caleb.
The most likely distraction, wolf, that's going to come into your kid's life. Is probably not cocaine or heroin or anything like that. It's probably going to be football practice and band and extracurricular activities and busyness. And I just want to give you permission right now to say yes to youth group and to say no to that. And this is a word from the Lord. Your kid's not going pro, right? They're not. They're not. And what happens there is so much, and this world gets, you just get swept up into it, right? And that is the most likely thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest wolf in society that I see today.
Yeah.
Because it's a wolf that's wrapped in sheep's clothing because it looks so good,
right?
But say yes to youth group and make the coach mad and he'll get over it. Yeah. So.
Amen. Thus saith the Lord. That is good. You know, I just want to say this. There are 3 brand new salvations at camp this year, and there were 15 plus people baptized in the Holy Spirit for the first time. And there were several rededications to the Lord, which is just powerful. It's just powerful. We had a total of 111 people up there, 73 students and 38 leaders. Isn't that awesome? And listen, guys, a leader got baptized in the Holy Spirit while we were there. I love it. We're just wrecking the devil everywhere. I love it. Oh, I could do this for the, I will do this for the rest of my life. Okay. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we know that our future is bright, bright, bright. And we believe it. And we thank you for today. And we thank you for your goodness. We are so grateful. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.